Chicago-born artist Simone Lee was the first Black woman to represent the U.S. at the prestigious Venice Biennale. Now, selections from two decades of her ceramic, bronze, and video creations can be seen at the Hirshhorn Museum and Sculpture Garden in Washington. Our colleague Olivia Hampton has more.
Simone Lee's sculptures can be massive, like the 24-foot bronze welcoming visitors at the museum's plaza. It's modeled after an African Dimba headdress with sagging breasts. For a head, a concave shape, like a satellite dish. Her sculptures reference African and diaspora traditions. At times, they suggest figures, but without eyes and limbs missing.
I started using forms that I would call anthropomorphic. And as times move on, the work has become more and more figurative. Often, there are forms in my work that refer to enclosure, or dwelling, or architecture. Making monumental forms of Black women is just absolutely thrilling and as fun as you would imagine that it is.
Most of Lee's work begins with clay, a humble material historically dismissed in fine arts as crafty and utilitarian. But Lee found it liberating to fly under the radar earlier in her career because she was working with ceramics.
I was largely ignored, and that really helped me because I feel like I was able to develop a lot of work as an artist in relative obscurity. This piece looks like a brooch. The center has plantain forms, plantain being a very significant fruit for Jamaican Americans. These plantains were cast in porcelain that was made for porcelain doll makers. So they were pre-stained to mimic different skin color.
Lee wants to make visible the work of artists who have long been ignored simply because of the color of their skin.
African-American women artists like Metalwork Fuller, Elizabeth Catlett. It's not like the work didn't exist. It's just that it's become more visible, and I'm very happy about it.
The Simone Lee retrospective is at the Hirshhorn until March, before heading to Los Angeles in June. Olivia Hampton, NPR News.